The Father's Business was founded by Sylvia Gunter to encourage people to a deeper relationship with God. Thank you for listening to this devotional.
Be enlarged to enjoy God's purpose in creation. Romans 1, 19 and 20. Spirit, hear God's word for you in Romans 1, 19 and 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. God has plainly made himself known in creation, Spirit. Be blessed with gratitude for beauty around you, for the strength it offers, for the peace it brings. Appreciate creation as never before. Be blessed to hear creation sing your Father's love. Be sensitive to misalignment, warping, and defilement. Be blessed with empathy for land that is out of alignment or grieving. Be blessed to call forth, welcome, and sanctify the identity, purpose, and the product of land. Be blessed in that place in your essence that loves the sea, that can hear the heartbeat of creation as the tides ebb and flow, as the sun rises and sets, as the stars dance at night in the expanse of the darkened sky, as the birds swoop and dive, as the fish jump, as the sun shimmers on the water and in the smell of the air. Be blessed to watch a wild thunderstorm with flashes of lightning lighting up the sky better than a fireworks show. Be blessed to feel the wind and lift your face to the rain to let it caress your face. Be blessed to say, "This is speaking deeply in my spirit. Something in this electrified air calls forth deep unto deep inside of me." Be blessed in that place in your essence that leaps at the sight of majestic mountains, that soars in response to their peaks, that hears them breathe and sigh as the wind blows across them, that tunes into the music the water sings as it falls over rocks in a key of music that no man can recreate. Be blessed to seek out birds to bless them, to call forth their glory in their Creator. Celebrate their place in His creation as their bird song brings your land or your neighborhood into alignment with His righteous intention. Spirit, hear God's word in Genesis 1:28. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Hear the command that God has never canceled. Rule over creation. Be blessed in your stewardship of His command to have righteous authority over creation, including the weather. James 5:17-18 tells us that Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Spirit, be blessed with Elijah-like authority over weather in partnership with God at His instruction. Be blessed to direct a hurricane and say, "Weaken and go east," if God should so instruct you. And then read in the newspaper that an unexpected burst of cool air came out of the Midwest and cooled off and steered a 175-mile-an-hour storm that was 150 miles across. Only the breath of God could do that. More of you, Spirit, is waiting to rise to meet God's dominion, to rise to your full potential here on earth. Be blessed in the name of the Most High over all the earth.
This devotional is from You Are Blessed in the Names of God by Sylvia Gunter. For more information or to order your own copy of this resource, please go to www.thefathersbusiness.com. Thank you for listening to this devotional. You can find an archive of devotionals and other podcasts on our website, www.thefathersbusiness.com. This podcast is made possible through donations from people like you. To donate, click on the Donate tab on our website at www.thefathersbusiness.com.